DOJ is investigating illegally registered voters in New Jersey. By Warner Todd Houston on July 22, 2026. The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, is now investigating voter fraud in New Jersey after the state's Democrat governor admitted to more than 6,000 illegal registrations, says U.S. Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon. Dhillon says the DOJ is investigating the fraud as admitted to by New Jersey Democrat Governor Mikey Sherrill. Only 5 days after President Donald Trump delivered a primetime speech highlighting election irregularities in a nationwide speech, Governor Sherrill posted information that New Jersey's Motor Voter Commission had a software glitch that accidentally registered more than 6,500 non-citizens to vote in the state. Sherrill also claimed that around 400 of those illegally registered aliens did vote in elections across the state. Asked, Og Dhillon, head of the DOJ's Civil Rights Division since 2025, has quickly responded to the breakdown in New Jersey's MVC system, writing in a post on X that today New Jersey Governor Sherrill stated that 400 non-citizens voted in elections. Dhillon added, "This is unacceptable and illegal. The at Civil Rights Division at the Justice Dept is investigating this unlawful dilution of American votes." Today New Jersey Governor Sherrill stated that 400 non-citizens voted in elections. This is unacceptable and illegal. The at Civil Rights Division at the Justice Dept is investigating this unlawful dilution of American votes. pic.twitter.com/i8qhjc. Og Harmeet Dhillon, at Og Dhillon, July 21, 2026. In her letter, Dhillon is also demanding that New Jersey turn over all information they have in their MVC system on the 6,600 foreigners who are registered to vote in the state. She also wants to know how and when the 400 who supposedly did vote illegally performed that act. Was it at a polling station or by mail? And if by mail, how did New Jersey actually certify that vote? In his primetime speech to the nation outlining the evidence that voter fraud is endemic across the country, President Trump noted that 35,152 non-citizens are registered to vote in New Jersey. The president also said that 250,000 non-citizens are registered to vote across New Jersey, California, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, the very states Democrats need to win in national elections. Vice President J.D. Vance also replied to Sherrill's admission and used the announcement to advocate for the Save America Act. If only there was a way to stop this type of software error that allowed non-citizens to vote in our election, he wrote before urging the U.S. Senate to pass the Save Act. If only there was a way to stop this type of software error that allowed non-citizens to vote in our elections. I hope Senators at Cory Booker and at Senator Andy Kim will join us in voting to pass the Save America Act to ensure that only eligible American voters can participate in. J.D. Vance, at J.D. Vance, July 21, 2026. Others have also raised questions about New Jersey. Appreciate you responding back to our letter, at GovSherrillNJ. This should have been done a long time ago. Just one illegal vote cancels out the vote of a U.S. citizen. As FDH Skov reported last week, New Jersey could have as many as 35,152 potential non-citizens registered to vote. Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, at Sec Mullins, July 21, 2026. New Jersey reported 6,630,364 registered voters in 2024. New Jersey's citizen voting age population was 6,397,695. pic.twitter.com/sir8e4k. Shiloh Marks, at Shiloh Marks, July 21, 2026. Longtime New Jersey Democrat lawmaker, Jamil Hawley calls on the Senate to pass the Save America Act in light of the news that NJ registered over 6,600 non-citizens to vote. Hawley goes further, demanding the DOJ monitor NJ's elections this year at Jamil Hawley. Michael Casey, at Michael Casey underscore, July 21, 2026. And here it is. The software vendor for the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission, throwing the state's Division of Elections and Department of State right under the bus. They are not verifying the eligibility of any potential voters, much less the thousands of undocumented. Lynn, at Lynn4NJ, July 21, 2026. Breaking, New Jersey accidentally registered 6,600 non-citizens to vote and up to 400 of them illegally voted. This is unacceptable. Only American citizens should be voting in American elections. Now more than ever, we must pass the Save America Act and secure our elections. pic.twitter.com/cpftyzxj5. Senator Jim Banks, at Senator Banks, July 21, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.